Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to the Calm You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and the author of The Anxiety Solution. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate the messages that you send me when people contact me on Instagram to say that they've been enjoying the podcast. That really means a lot to me. So please do get in touch if you've been enjoying this or if you've got any questions. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. And I'd love it if you are enjoying these podcasts, if you would subscribe in iTunes and leave me a little review. It takes a couple of minutes, but it really helps to spread the word about the podcast. And please share it with anyone that you think might benefit from it too. So I talk to Jane Evans this week, who is a childhood anxiety and parenting coach. She's an inspirational speaker. She's done a brilliant TED talk. And she's an author. She's written a book called Little Meerkat's Big Panic. And you can find that on Amazon. But it's basically one for children to help them to understand anxiety and give them some tools and resources to be calmer. And so Jane and I are talking about what trauma is and what we can do about our own trauma if we have perhaps experienced trauma in our own childhoods. We also talk about if you're someone who is thinking about having children in the near future, we talk about ways to ensure that you're not passing on your anxiety to your children, raising calm children. And if you've got children already, it's about how you can really help them to be calm. They might be struggling with things like anxiety, and it's about how you can be the best that you can be for them as well. And just really knowing that if you're a parent now, know that you're doing your best. There's no such thing as a perfect parent. Everyone is doing their best. And it's just about educating ourselves so that we can be the best that we can be. So let's get into the interview with Jane Evans. So welcome, Jane. Thank you so much for joining me today. Please tell us what it is that you do and how you got to where you are.
Well, I do many things, probably like most of us. Primarily, I'm an international parenting coach. I also train professionals to understand the impact of early childhood trauma. So those who are working with children and young people. I write books, do some TV and radio work, and it all relates back to anxiety, stress, and trauma. So everything that I do.
Fascinating. And how did you get into this work? How did you come to do what you do now?
Well, as with many of us, by accident. So I had my son, he's 27, just got married. Oh. Had him, had always had a bit of a funny old career until then, doing random jobs and traveling. Then when I had him, after I kind of got over the shock of it, I realized, oh, I get this. Not how to be a great parent, but I get children. So it drew me into that world. And then, of course, once I was there, I started realizing, oh, my goodness, so many of the children are stressed and anxious. And then, of course, I looked at their parents, same thing. So it started me on this journey of curiosity about why. What is lying behind this? Why are people behaving like this? Then I became, after quite a while of working with families, I became a respite foster carer. And part of the process, I was told to start reading about early brain development, the impact of any level of trauma on a child's developing brain, and the power of relationships and attachment. So I pick up my first book, start reading it, nearly fall off my chair because I realized this is totally what I've been working with for 10 years. And also started relating it to myself. And, you know, then it all begins to make sense. When you start literally lifting the lid and looking inside at brain and body, and also the history of the brain and the body, our own histories, then, anxiety and stress, that it just makes sense. And then I've kind of carried on from there, being a bit of a geek and getting more and more geeky and looking more and more at the science to really get, so what do we need to do? And that's kind of where I am now.
So interesting. And for people that don't perhaps know, what is trauma? Because I think when people hear the word trauma, it's quite a scary word, actually. But I think it's more common than we think it is, maybe. Can you explain what it is?
Completely on the money, Chloe. Yes. No, it is a scary word. And part of my mission in life is to help people connect with it as a word and a truth and part of just who we are. Because, you know, we can keep running from it, but it is what it is. And I'd rather make peace with it and then use it as a stepping stone as we move forward. So what is trauma? Trauma is anything that repeatedly leaves a baby or a child in a state of emotional overwhelm. So fear, stress, you know, children cannot regulate their own feelings. So, for example, and I know it's still practiced, but it was really common when my son was young. My son is 27, controlled crying for sleep. So, you know, a lot of parents, and they're still told nowadays, unfortunately, by some sleep coaches, to leave babies to cry themselves to sleep. Now, sounds quite reasonable, but because we do have this amazing brain science now, we know that what happens to the baby is they're in this really heightened state of distress and fear, and I'm alone. They can't do anything about it. And if you leave them, then eventually the stress chemicals build up in their body and their brain so much that they literally are knocked out by them. But that's how they go to sleep, in a state of stress and distress. Fast forward, I could probably go interview anybody on the street who has sleep problems, and I bet much of it we could track back to that. So that's a kind of common practice that nobody would perceive as trauma, but it is a low level of trauma. So it can be that small.
Okay, so it could be those classic big traumatic things like abuse or something, or it could be, you know, there's smaller things that maybe add up to a big trauma. I think, yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that about being left to cry, because from my own experience, I was left to cry at 6 months. And my mum actually talks about it quite a lot, about she's actually quite, I don't know, she thinks it's a good idea still, actually. It's a bit of a bone of contention between her and I. And because I, having done a lot of work on myself, have kind of gone back to thinking, actually, maybe this was part of why, as a child and a teenager, I felt very insecure, and I had this feeling that I wasn't loved and this sort of thing. And
yeah,
actually my
sense.
Parents are very loving, but where did that feeling come from? And I think it was these kind of very early experiences that really stayed with me. But I suppose, I mean, for parents listening, you know, because I'm thinking about having children in the next few years, and I like a lot of people who've had anxiety are thinking, I really don't want to pass this on to my children. What can people do to kind of ensure that they're not doing that, because it's such a complicated area? But what do you think?
Yeah, no, totally. I agree. And I mean, another thing that I would just mention as well is that many of us have grown up in households with parents who totally love us and loved us, that's without question, but were not very emotionally connected with us. So that you know, they took care of us. They made sure we did our homework. They fed us. They clothed us. They took us maybe nice places, all the rest of it. But because they're not very emotionally able, they didn't kind of have all the little conversations about all the little, you know, dust fairy, I wonder where they live and if they're really sad or really excited to be here, all that kind of stuff. So that also is really important to understand that, because otherwise, like you said, though, we're left in this space of, how have I ended up like this? Anxiety is not random. We can always track it back. Well, not necessarily track it back, but there's a root cause. So, you know, I think sometimes that's helpful for ourselves. I too have suffered long-term anxiety but I'm free from it now because I practice what I preach. So preparing to have children, knowing that you have had a history of anxiety, in a way you have the heads up, because many people suffer really badly with anxiety but have no idea. So they will go on to perpetuate the history of this. But if I was preparing now, even a year, say in a year's time, I was hoping to start to get pregnant, I would be really seriously now taking how much I ground myself every day. And I'd be really focusing on cultivating multiple simple teeny weeny practices around down regulating my body system, calming my brain, because then chemically you're prepared to have a calmer pregnancy, a better birthing experience, and then be calmer when the baby is born. Because what we know now is that you will have a there isn't one gene for anxiety, but you'll have a collection of genes that are kind of functioning in a familiar way. And you may very well pass on that formation of genes to your child unless you start preparing now. And, you know, to me, that's really exciting. I would love to work with parents like yourself, potential parents, to let's get the groundwork in now. Because we know that otherwise you're more likely to have a stress-filled pregnancy, and whatever chemicals you are constantly releasing in your system, of course, are going through the baby's developing brain and body. So you can accidentally give birth to a baby that's actually quite stressed and anxious, but you know, before you even kind of lay hands on them. So yeah, prepare now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.